Can I hit record? Thank you. Okay, we're gonna try and do this. It's very hard, extremely hard, this tonight's learning, but one very practical application of in Hilchos Ribbis that comes up fairly often. So Chav Gimel, yeah, Simen, what's Simen? Is Samach Hey, right? Chav Gimel. Mutar laharbas b'nidun yichsasanim. So you're allowed to give. Nadunya's dowry, right? You give money to the chassan in order to, I guess, to win him over. Kagain shapasag nadunya levita. You say a certain money you're going to give for your daughter. V'hisnim chassanay. And what he does is he makes a tanai with the chassan. He says shekol shana sheyiniach nadunya yitin lekach lekach schar. Meaning he says to the chassan, if you don't need the money now, so I'll give you. Let's defer my payments to you, and in lieu of that, I'm gonna add money to it. So that's mutter. Sha'ain ze ela kamaisif le nedunya. Even though it's as if the son-in-law, again, let's say the son-in-law is supposed to get $1,000 a month. Father-in-law tells him, I'll hold off on giving you $1,000 a month. If you let me give it to you in a year, I'll give you $1,100 a month. Sure sounds like ribis, right? Because essentially the son-in-law is lending money to the father-in-law and he's going to get paid extra. But that's mutter. Sha'ain ze ela kamaisif le nedunya. That's just like adding on the dunya. It wasn't a loan. He just told him, if you let me pay you later, so I'll add more later. Okay, I need nice and matana, kach plenty. I'm giving you this matana for this and this amount of time. And if I don't give you a present later, I'm gonna add on more. The mutter, that's mutter because there was no loan here. But that's only when they make this tonight immediately. When they do the Tanayim, which we don't, by at least by in our circles, we don't do Tanayim anymore. To keep in the Allah Shum Chiyuv, because till now he didn't have a Chiyuv. Im Kein HaKol Hu Chiyuv Echad. Everything is one Chiyuv, meaning the initial money he was going to give plus the extra for the deferred payment. But if at the engagement he says, "I'm going to give you this and this amount of money," and then at the chasana, the father-in-law says, "Roitzim l'spasher." He wants to come to a compromise. Losis loy davar ma b'shvil harchovas hazman, and he wants to give him extra to give him to give the father-in-law extra time to pay. Then that's also because it's already a loan. Utzrichan losis, you would need to do it b'derechetan. Meaning, if at the engagement the agreement was to give a certain amount of money, and then the father-in-law backtracks and says, "I'll give extra," then that doesn't work. That tanai has to be made at the wedding, at the engagement. Then it's just look like an extra matana. What comes into play more practically is if you want to use Maisa money to support a son-in-law in Kailo. So is that mutter or is that also? So why shouldn't it be mutter? So really it is. You're supporting a Kailo guy. What's the difference that it's your son-in-law? But initially you should have that in mind when you say the amount of money that you're giving. You should have in mind that it's coming from Maisa, because if you don't, then basically you're mashabed yourself to pay money, and then later you say, "Oh, let me use Maaser." So then, basically, you're paying yourself back with Maaser money, which is not so simple. Okay, so Yisrael. So let's say a Yisrael is borrowing from a goy with ribis, and he has another Yisrael that's going to be his guarantor. Which now there's two types of guarantors, which is the one I was going to talk about. There's one guarantor where he could go to the person. He can go to the guarantor at the ahead of the borrower, right? Meaning he can go to either the borrower, and then if the borrower doesn't have the money, then he can go to the guarantor. Or that's one way, and the other way is that he can go to either the guarantor or the borrower, and the guarantor can't say, "No, go to the borrower. It's not my loan." That doesn't work like that. So, meaning those are the two ways. So he's going to also say. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is going to say, so it depends on how the Arev part was structured with the guy. If it was structured with the guy that, okay, no, let's read it. So Yisrael shalom me'akam beribis. So Yisrael borrowed from a guy beribis. Yisrael achri Arev, and another Yisrael will be an Arev. Im hu be'inyan she'en ha'akam yachol tvoya tchila elas alayv. If it's a situation where he can only borrow. The guy can only go to the loiva first. Efsher ligus min a loiva as yachal min a arev. Then he mean he could only go to the guarantor after the loiva defaults. Then it's mutter. But if it's in a situation where the guy can go to the guarantor, First, Mina Akum, so it's like then he's going to lend it to the Yisrael, and that's also the chain akum shalom Yisrael beribis, and the same thing if a goy borrowed from a yid, Yisrael acher hu arev, and another Yisrael is the arev, right? So now again, to the previous case was Yisrael borrowing from a goy, right? This case is I think so. Right, in this case, is a goy borrowing from a yid. Yisrael acher hu arev, and another Yisrael is the arev. Hold on one second. I lost the place. I'm going back a sentence. V'chein akum shelo b'Yisrael beribis. A goy bar from Yisrael beribis. Yisrael acher hu arev, and he has another Yisrael as the guarantor. So inu be'inyan shein amal be'yachol l'toya tchila ela Aloiva, so if he can go to the loiva to the goy first, and then when he can't get it from the borrower, he can go to the guarantor, then that's mutter. But if he can, the yid can go to the arev straight, who happens to be a yid too, then the arev is like the loiva, then it's also because then it's ribis. But if the Yisrael is an arev only for the principal amount, but not for the ribis, then it's mutter because he's only an arev on the main part alone, and there's no ribis there. But then Yisrael shalom Yisrael achri, let's say Yisrael borrowing from another Yisrael, and then the third Yisrael is going to be an arev, and then the loiva is going to pay for that. Then Ataz and the Shachar, because the Kesa Makilin, he need das the Chavaz das la Achmer. Okay, we'll leave that case. Tov hey, Akum she'amar li Yisrael. The guy tells the guy, "Love it beribis, love it b'shvili ma'is beribis, mi Yisrael al mashkin zeh." He says, "Borrow from me money beribis from Yisrael with this mashkin." I afilu ain't a nice and low mashkin. El shtar chayv. Even if he doesn't give him a mashkin, he only gives him a shtar chayv. Right, a debt, a start with debt, but Malva, and the Malva relies on the Mashkin, or on the star and the Akam, while the Shliach ain't Shum Achrayis, and the Shliach has no Achrayis, then it's Mutter. But Filam Yisrael, the Shliach, maybe it's a Ribbis La Malva, and even if the Yisrael, who's the Shliach, brings the Ribbis to the Malva, Mutter Lakabla, it's Mutter Mibakabla. As long as the borrower puts in his head, Shakol Achrayis Amashkin, Amois, Bain Bahabos, Bain Bahazora, Hakol Al Achrayus, everything is on the Achrayus. Al Shliach, Lo Yashum Achrayus, and the Shliach will not have any Achrayus. So, again, like we learned yesterday, when it's a lot of these ribis, when you're using a third party, is going to be totally and dependent on who's accepting the responsibility for the item. Yisrael, and the same thing with the Yid, and he gives a shtar chayv to Yisrael chaver, meaning he's asking another yid to go borrow from ribis from a goy. So if the guy is relying on the shtar or the mashkin, and then the guy that just brought the mashkin or the documents is it has no responsibility, then it's mutter. Hilva. One Yisrael lends to another Yisrael on a mashkin, and afterwards he tells the Valva, "Loiva mois me'akum beribis al mashkin zeh, borrow on ribis from this mashkin, v'alayla shalom a keren v'ribis, and I'm going to pay the keren ribis." If akum saimach al mashkin, if he relies on the mashkin, then levad. If he's just relying on the mashkin, then it's mutter. Okay, chav zayin. Yisrael shuv alakum al mashkin beribis kach v'kach l'chaydish. Yisrael lends a guy on a mashkin with ribis for this and this amount for the month. And afterwards, the Yisrael comes to his friend, Shehu Yalveloi, that he lent him the money with this mashkin. Ribis, and he's going to take the ribis and it's going to go from today until the day it's paid. That is mutter. Basically, because it's selling the collateral. But if the Yisrael, the first Yisrael, already made the loan of the principal with the interest, the cholzman alva for the entire length of the alva, Aria Kolhu Ki Keren She Yisrael, then it's considered all like the principle of the Yisrael. Also Luvos Al Mashkin Zeh, and it's also to lend on this type of Mashkin Yisrael Chaveiroi Beribis from Yisrael Chaveiroi with Ribis Davi Kilu Nosen Es Ribis Mi Kisa, because it's as if he's paying the Ribis from his pocket. Okay, Ma'aseh Shel Yisrael Mufkadim B'Yad Akum B'Hilvayisim L'Yisrael Beribis. So you have the money of a Yisrael that's put into the hand of a guy, and then he goes and he lends a beribis. So if it's under the responsibility of the guy, Shim Yoyver, that if the chayv gets lost, if the debt gets lost, he's chayv, and he's going to be required, then of course that's aser. Now that's mutter, I'm sorry. As long as it's under the responsibility of the guy, then it's okay. But if it's not under the responsibility of the guy, then aser, it's aser. Oh, so here's where we get into, we could spend a whole night discussing this, but here's where you get into banks and credit unions and et cetera. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is very strict here. It says, let's say you have a group of money, which is basically a bank. The Kadaima Axon, Shama, meaning, and you didn't have a portion of this bank. Yisraelim and people come and borrow from Ribbis. So this is like banks, right? You have Yidden that have stock in the bank. Even though the people in charge are Goyim, nearly the Asr Gomer, Isr Gomer, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying it's Isr Gomer. So if you have a bank that's controlled or even not controlled, but they have some Yidden, and in Lakewood, this is a big issue because they use credit unions. A lot of people use credit unions to take out used car loans. Now, credit union is that everybody's an owner. So they had a big tumult in Lakewood about it. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was very clearly saying that you are not allowed to borrow from there with interest. Right? V'lachein, also litein l'sham mois, you cannot put your money there. Ki shama yuvah Yisrael she'ena hagen, because people that are not proper Yidden are going to borrow from there. V'chein also lil vayis mishama, you can't borrow from there either. Ki shama nasan l'shem Yisrael she'ena hagen, because there are going to be Yisraelim involved. So he asks it. There's a whole story here. It's even brought on the bottom of the Kitzur, about the Sholem Eshiv tried to get the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch to change his mind on this. But according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you pretty much can't borrow any money from anywhere in the United States. But Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. First, he has a couple of tshuvas. So first he says that if unless you have a controlling interest in the bank, then it doesn't count. So that's first thing. And that's why you don't have to sell your stocks before Pesach. That's one. And then Rav Moshe also has a big chiddush that a corporation is nobody. And since a corporation is nobody, there's no Issur Ribis on from a corporation. To pay interest to a corporation might be a problem, but to take interest from a corporation, I hope I'm saying that correct, is more of a problem. And then another thing that comes up, and my dear friend Ezra from Florida, I won't say his last name for privacy reasons, but he listens, asked me this question about credit card, giving a credit card. You give a yid, another yid a credit card, and then you pay interest on it. And that many poskim say is an issur d'oraisa. Because even though the money is going to the bank from, meaning, let's say I lend my money to Naftali Liner, and I'm sorry, I give him my credit card, and then he's paying interest. So you think, okay, he's paying the interest straight to the bank. But it's not the case because the money's coming through my account. If he defaults, my credit is going to be shot, not his. So therefore, the achrayus is on me. So therefore, it's going to be full ribis, even though he's not. The ribis is never coming to me. The ribis is going to the bank. I hope I'm being clear. But basically, do not, if you're going to give out your credit card or lend your credit card, make sure that there's no interest on it, because if there's interest, it's a problem. Partners that want to borrow beribis. It's also common. You have a couple of Jewish partners, and they want to borrow from a bank, beribis. So the question is, if they're responsible to each other, so then maybe it's considered like one is paying ribs to the other, right? So again, shutin shetzrichon lilvos mois beribis me'akum yasu sheilas chacham eich lasis. They should do a sheilas chacham how to do it, because it's if you can go for payment from either one of them, then it could be that that's a big problem of ribis. Again, that's parentheses, and then lamid mumar also lilvos me'meno beribis. This is an interesting halacha. So a mumar, we know a mumar is somebody who is rebellious against Hashem. So really, the halacha by a mumar is that we are allowed to kill him. So the chayr, if you're allowed to kill somebody, then you should be able to charge him interest, right? It would make sense. You could kill him, so you can charge him interest. So, but the Shulchan Ketzer says, Momar also lives in a beribis, you cannot borrow from him beribis, but gam lahavas le beribis yesh lahachmer, and to lend him with ribis, you should also be machmer. That's all in the whole complicated sugya, why that is. Okay, I hope that was semi-clear. I'm sorry for the delay. Everybody should have a fine night.